time was almost up. Rose pulled the orb out of her coat pocket, took a deep breath, and flipped the little red toggle on the side. A hush fell over the room. At first, she thought only the clock had stopped, hands frozen at 5 to 11. But the more she listened, the less she heard. The overhead fan, the fridge with its interminable hum, the rumble of traffic in the street below, had all gone silent. She looked out the window to see a crow hovering with motionless wings and thought to herself, "What have I done?"